I'd like to say hello and welcome to our show. You are listening to Trigger Happy Memories on WPCA Radio, Amory, Wisconsin, 93.1 FM. Or we know we have listeners tuning in on the internet. However you found us, we don't care. Well, we thank you for tuning in. My name is Mike Murtha, and right next to me is Eddie Schmidt. And we are anxious to play some music and share some lively stories with our guest, Tim Stevens. You heard me right. Tim Stevens from The Memories is with us tonight. And we are honored and excited, that's for sure. This show has been on the air now for a little over 5 years, where we have featured local musicians with their music and stories. So sit back and listen to a new show. Tell your friends and neighbors that this is small town, hometown, old-fashioned radio, just the way we like it. And we hope that you do too. And we hope we trigger some happy memories. Let's do it, yeah. Once again, we'd like to say hello. This is Trigger Happy Memories, and I'm glad to be back. I've been gone for a little while, and I'd like to, first off, thank my probation officer again, and the counselors. And
I'd like to thank them, too, for getting you back here, so I didn't have to worry about that.
No, I'm kidding. My wife's going to be mad when I say it. She said, people believe you when you say those things. Don't say that. But anyhow, we were in Arizona for the winter, and we had a wonderful time. So and Eddie, thank you for taking over the show. You and Ethan did a great job. And
thanks.
So how you doing, Eddie?
Good. It's been a long cold winter and still a long cold spring, but I think we're going to get spring sometime in July. I've heard it was coming. So
everything else is late. Trying to something that's supposed to been shipped 2 weeks ago, it's late. So is spring is late. So
yep,
same thing going on here. But we've been playing since I got home. We played a little bit already. You came and played in church with us on Easter.
And that was looking forward to coming down again this coming Sunday.
Yeah.
I'm going to head down. And
great.
We might even get Buffalo Bob to play some drums out here.
He said he's coming. He's been laid up a little bit with a broken foot, but he's back, going to play a little bit with us. So that'll be wonderful. And we played last Sunday in Burkhart, Sunday afternoon.
Yep, that was fun.
Had a big time there. That was
fun. Had Mr. Swanee with us.
And Dave Swanson from the White Sidewalls. He's going to do a few jobs there this summer with us, filling in where we can find a spot for him. But great hours, 2 to 5. It's perfect for guys our age and our crowd their age. So we can get home and get to bed by 7 o'clock, right?
It's fun to do that, and then you actually get people to come out to do that to show these bar owners that those are good hours, even
exactly.
though they're early.
So. And people still want to hear live music. They just don't want to be out till 1 o'clock in the morning. So And Eddie, you continue to help at the radio station. I know you got that afternoon show you've been doing. And
Yep. And Bob filled in for me a little bit this week. We ran up to Duluth for a couple of days and got back today. But it's been great. And we just had our spring pledge drive and did pretty darn good at that. So,
well, I know you were a huge help to Bob and Luann. It was almost a year ago Bob had his surgery, and he's looking great, and he's back helping and with our show. But Eddie, you kind of pulled things together for them during that time. I know they appreciated what you
did. Glad to help. So.
Yeah, so. I don't know if you were paying attention, Eddie, when I announced that our guest tonight is Tim Stevens. You were kind of, looked like you were tuning your guitar or something. But Tim Stevens from The Memories is with us. So, Tim? Are you up? There he is. There's Tim. How
yes,
are
I
you,
am.
Tim?
Hi, Mike. Hi, Eddie. Hi, Bob.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I really appreciate the invitation. Nice to be here.
Thank you so much for taking the time to do this. We've been honored to have guys like you and some of your friends and musician friends from Eau Claire area and Menominee, John Lynch and Greg Wheeler and Randy Sins have shared their music and stories, and we said, we got to get Tim up here, too. So thank you so much for...
Well, I'll tell the true stories.
Okay.
How's that? For those folks that listen to those guys, if you want the truth, I'll be passing that along tonight. So. Okay.
Well, John Lynch gave me a hard time about using Trigger Happy Memories. I said, I talked to Tim. He gave me permission, which I lied. But is it okay, isn't it?
That's okay. Okay. You bet. Permission granted.
Okay. Well, thanks, Tim. We got lots of stuff we can talk about. We're going to do lots of good music. But we always ask everybody, what inspired you to play some music? And if you could share that with us, Tim, what got you going?
Well, I came from a fairly musical family. Not so much my mom and dad, but my older sister was very involved in music. And she's 14 years older than I was. Mm. So when I grew up, I mean, she was playing the piano. She was singing. She was in band and choir. So there was just a lot of music there. And then two older brothers that ventured in music a little bit, not to quite the same extent, but they listened to a lot of music, and they were both a little bit older, 7 and 11 years older than I was. So I grew up listening to what they said we were going to listen to on the radio or the album selection. So back when I was a kid on, next to our Zenith stereo, we had Johnny Cash and we had Merle Haggard and we had Brenda Lee and, a lot of those albums that I grew up listening to. So I would say probably the biggest influence would have been my sister Linda in those days. And then so I started singing in grade school things, some of the programs, singing in church, as a lot of us get our start, singing at church because they won't fire you usually.
That's a good point.
And then when I got into fifth, sixth grade, started playing a musical instrument, which I just found out now today that we share the sousaphone tuba background.
Catch that, Eddie?
Oh, geez. Here we go again. Here we go.
So I want to come back and we'll do a double tuba
there
thing.
There you go. Yes.
Mike, did you tell them about your phone number that the last four digits say tuba at home?
Are you serious?
I did. Yeah. My son, when he was about fourth grade, he's looking at the phone and he says, Dad, did you realize our phone number is 796 tuba? 715-796 tuba.
Lucky?
Yeah.
Lucky? It's like, dang.
Yes, isn't that something?
But that's awesome. So, and then through grade school and high school, and actually late grade school years is when I met up with Mr. Petrick and Mr. Lynch.
Okay.
I went to a different grade school, but we were in the same school system at Boyceville, and started playing a junior band with both of them. And then in high school, we got band and choir, and then I'm not sure if blossomed is the right word. It kept growing like a weed. Maybe we didn't know how to stop it. Got away from us, that's where I ended up where I am today.
Well, good for you. And you must have discovered at a young age that you could sing.
Well, my mom used to say otherwise. There was when we were playing early days of the Memories, there was somebody came out to interview. My mom and dad about the rural background, because I grew up on a farm, and she said something about my singing voice at a young age, and she told the reporter, said, well, you couldn't always sing that great. apparently I fought my way through that. I think hanging around good guys, singing with my sister, actually, I think I learned how to sing by singing with her.
Sure.
We'd sit down at the piano and she'd sing with me. And then same thing as we got into high school, again, singing with guys like John and Warren and, maybe getting a little bit more, specific instruction about whatever. So
we're going to come back with more of those stories. We got all kinds of things to talk about. Well, we're going to have you sing right off the bat here, Tim. So tell us what you got there.
Well, on the top of the list, if I had a top of the list is an old tune. Well, they're all old tunes. There Goes My Everything.
All right.
We'll give that a try.
Sure.
I hear footsteps slowly walking as they gently walk across the lonely floor, and a voice is softly
gently saying, darling, this will be goodbye forevermore. There goes my reason for living. There goes the one of my dreams. There goes my only possession. There goes my everything. As my memory turns back the pages, I can see the happy years we had before. Now the love that kept this old heart beating has been shattered by the closing of the door. There goes my reason for living. There goes the one of my dreams. There goes my only possession. There goes my everything. There goes my only possession. There goes my everything.
Oh, very nice.
That's Tim Stevens. Very nice, Tim.
Oh, thank you.
I love it. Wow, that's fun.
Thanks for singing along. Well done.
Well,
not everybody could follow me.
Well, we all ended up in the same place, right?
That's right.
We started out together. We ended up together, and some other stuff happened.
Sure. And you grew up on a farm north of Wheeler. Is that correct?
Yep. About 5 miles north of Wheeler. Yep.
Dairy farm?
Yep, small dairy farm. Sure. My dad worked on for the Dunn County Highway Department as well as a what they called a patch truck driver back in the day.
Sure.
So we milked like 13 cows. So it was a small operation. And actually, when my closest brother graduated from high school, apparently my dad didn't think I was going to be much of a help with the cows because he sold the cows. I was in like, sixth grade, 7 years younger than, and so when he graduated and actually enlisted in the service and ended up in Vietnam shortly after, which is another story. But anyway, sold the cows. So then my dad rented out the land after that. So I used to help out with some of my aunts and uncles' farms, you know, because almost all of them were close by, just up within a few miles. So I'd go up and help in the summertime, do some haying and things. So
And you, one of the groups, the first group that you played with John and with Warren was called the Pickle Dillies. And that was, I believe, 50 years ago that you guys took second place at the Boyceville Pickle Fest.
a talent contest. And we took the name Pickle Dillies because it was the Cucumber Festival in Boyceville. So that was the name we came up with. We've never actually given credit to any of ourselves, but somehow that's how it ended up.
Sure.
And then we started out then the next year. Actually, that was 71, the talent contest, so 51 years ago. But then in 72, we were asked by some good friends if we could put some music together for their wedding dance. And Bill and Joy Kies from Boyceville, good friends of ours, have been since through the years. So we said, and I had never had no experience playing in a band. Warren had done some, John had done a little bit, but the three of us got a couple other friends together, and so we had the intention of playing for their wedding dance in September, and then during the interim, we also got hired for the Cucumber Festival dance in August, so we had two gigs.
Okay.
We rented some gear, put some music together, some polkas, some waltzes, because we played the horns at the time. Mm. I was playing the sousaphone and the drums at the same time for the beat.
Okay.
And then John played sax, Warren played trombone, and we had a trumpet player with us for a while.
Okay.
And then we played some of that, and then we played some older country, some, you know, then some 50s, 60s kind of things. And we got through those two dances, and we figured we'd be done. And then people, for some reason, said, oh, can we hire you for this? Can we hire for that? And then, again, no plan of anything going like that. And 50 years later, Warren and I are still playing.
Still playing. That's great. That's a great story. Crazy. You know, your background with Eddie and I have got a background of old-time music as well. I grew up, Dave Swanson's older brother played accordion, and he taught us all kinds of songs. Eddie's folks played music. His mom was terrific. Accordion player.
Oh, cool.
And Eddie and I actually played with her for some gigs.
Oh, it's got to be fun.
Yeah, it was it was great. Let's go back, do another song. We'll come back and talk some
more. Okay. Little Waylon and Willie, Luckenbach, Texas.
Sure, that's a good one.
That sounds all right.
You bet.
We got to announce the keys, too, because there's people out there listening and strum along with us, too.
Key of G, according to my notes. And by the way, if you want to back up, There Goes My Everything was also the key of G. And I think the next one's going to be key of G.
So if you get lost, just go to G.
Just go to G.
And wait, we'll be there sooner or later.
We'll come back and get you,
The only two things in life that make it worth living is guitars that's tuned good and firm-feeling women. Well, I don't need my name in the marquee lights. I got my song. I got you with me tonight. Maybe it's time we got back to the basics of love. Let's go to Luckenbach, Texas, with Waylon and Willie and the boys. This successful life we're living's got us feuding like the Hatfields and McCoys. Between the Hank Williams pain songs and Newberry's train songs and Blue Eyes crying in the rain, out of Luckenbach, Texas, ain't nobody feeling no pain. So baby, let's sell your diamond rings, buy some boots and faded jeans and go away. Eyes choking me, and in your high society you cry all day. We've been so busy keeping up with George Jones, four-car garage and still building on. Maybe it's time we got back to the basics of love. Let's go to Luckenbach, Texas, Waylon and Willie and the boys. The Divins got us feuding like the Hatfields and McCoys. Between the Hank Williams pain songs and Jerry Jeff's train songs and Blue Eyes crying in the rain, out of Luckenbach, Texas, ain't nobody feeling no pain. Out of Luckenbach, Texas, there ain't nobody feeling no pain.
Once again, that is Tim Stevens is our guest tonight on Trigger Happy Memories. If you're just tuning in and you're just driving through town, now that the streets are all fixed up here, we can drive through town.
You could actually get to and through
right
now.
Yeah, and it's been wonderful. But
last summer was a little tough, but we made it through. It sure had a lot of traffic going past the radio station here last year when the Main Street was shut off. But
yes. A lot of people, of course, in the area know you for music, but some of them, unless you grew up in Boysville, didn't realize you had quite a nice basketball and baseball career in high school.
I played a little bit,
yeah.
I give credit to my dad, who was a great baseball player. Both of my brothers were really good baseball players and basketball players, so I grew up with that, and luckily got a little bit of their experience, their talent passed down to me, and I was big enough, you know, so for basketball especially. I mean, back in those days, there weren't a lot of other guys that were 6'3". We ran into a few, but not a lot in the Dunn-St. Croix Conference. So, played a lot with, of course, Johnny Lynch and then other friends from high school, and it was fun. I really enjoyed it. I I played football for 1 year as my freshman year, and I realized I didn't enjoy it. Neither one of my brothers had played football. Sure. And again, I was the biggest kid in high school, and I didn't play football, so I caught a little grief about that.
I bet.
But it wasn't enjoyable, and I was no good. So I thought, I'll play. So I played tuba and the pep band for football games.
Oh, there you go. Right, huh? Well, that's okay.
So yeah. I was there. I was at every game.
Well, and you won some nice awards in high school. You won a National Fellowship Christian Athlete of the Year.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that, Tim. That's a lot to be proud of.
When I want to say around freshman and sophomore year, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes came to our school. Jake Boostrom, who is very involved in that out of Menominee, came up and started what we called a huddle. Some of the folks may be familiar with FCA and Fellowship of Christian Athletes. And it was basically those of us that were interested in, getting together and read some Bible verses and try to, live our life the right way.
Sure.
As best we could as high school students. And so then we got involved and went to a couple national conferences, summertime, like a week-long camp with other FCA. Went to Michigan one time, another one in southern Minnesota, and became pretty involved with it, the group of us. Well, I had no idea this was happening, unbeknownst to me. I get a call my senior year of high school, first part of May, heading towards graduation, playing baseball, and got a phone call from a gentleman who introduced himself as the director of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes from Kansas City, introduced himself and said, happy to congratulate you that you've been named the High School Christian Fellowship of Christian Athlete of the Year, to which I said, I think I probably said, how? How did this happen? And I'm not sure how much he told me about it, but I come to find out that, again, my friends, Mr. Petrick, Mr. Lynch, and other high school classmates, Jeff Reek, Mike Slew, if you're listening out there, thank you. They wrote some very glorious, and my high school baseball coach, Coach Betcher, and Jake Boostrom, there were letters of recommendation that I think might have embellished a little bit about what I had done. But apparently the folks in Kansas City, the committee, they believed it. I mean, just so very fortunate. So the gentleman, when he called that night, said, we'd like to fly you down to Kansas City to the awards banquet to accept the award. And so I'd never been on a plane before, and I'm scared you know what. And but I got on a plane and flew down to Kansas City for a little, kind of a whiz-bang two-day thing. I flew in one day. That next morning, I toured the Kansas City Royal Baseball Stadium, which was pretty new back in 1973, then went back to the hotel. They picked me up, went to the banquet that night, and I had mentioned to you earlier, Mike, that real big thrill, I got to sit next to Tom Landry. And I'm pretty sure I had enough guts to say I was a Packer fan.
Good for you.
And he took it in good stride, but he was just the nicest gentleman. And so then when I had the award, they said I could have 2 minutes to accept, to say any remarks. I know I was out of there in 30 seconds. I had never been in that type of position before. So anyway, it was a wonderful experience. Again, I thank my friends and my coaches and everybody for, like I say, they got it for me.
Yeah, and then you also basketball All Northwest Athlete of the Year, is that right?
Yeah, I was All Northwest on the second team for All Northwest. I scored a lot of points because Johnny Lynch threw me the ball all the time. He wouldn't shoot. Well, he found out early he couldn't shoot. See, I hope he's listening.
And you didn't give the ball back to him.
Either. Oh no! Once I got it, it was mine, and I was putting it up.
Yeah, and you played some baseball in college.
Yes, I went down first year out of high school. I went down to University of Wisconsin La Crosse. I really did not know what I wanted to do. I mean, we were starting to play music, but not that much. You know, we hadn't made any commitment to that. So I'm going, I'll go to La Crosse, play baseball. So I played baseball as a freshman down there, did some pitching and some catching and some first base on the freshman team. And one of my claims to fame was, if you're a good Brewer fan, you'll remember Jerry Augustine, who pitched for the Brewers back in the late 70s. He was a senior that year at UW-La Crosse.
Oh.
So in spring practice, I got to catch him a couple times.
Really?
And I had never caught anybody throwing that hard.
Oh, boy, I bet not.
But it was really fun. So, but then after that, I was basically done with any organized sports other than playing a lot of softball around for a lot of years. So.
I bet a lot of teams wanted to have you on their team.
Well, again, fortunate enough that I could, when I hit what I could connect, I could hit the ball a little ways. So.
Yes. And Eddie, growing up in Downing, Glenwood, you must have watched these guys blossom.
When I was trying to remember, I was probably 14 or 15, had just got out and started playing a little bit of music myself, but my folks used to love to come down and see you guys on Sunday afternoons at Pine Point, and you guys would go on break, and I'd be following you down the stairs to go downstairs.
That was you? Holy cow.
That's
so wild because, excuse me, when you were mentioned just a little bit earlier about the afternoon hours, that was a 2 o'clock to 6 o'clock gig back in those days of Sunday afternoons, and the place would be packed.
Yeah.
And those are great hours, and now, as we age now, those are even better hours.
They're better hours, yeah. So.
But no, to go listen to you guys and just couldn't get over the way you guys could sing, and you could do the Beach Boys, and you could do gospel or whatever it was.
Thank you.
Yeah, lots of Statler Brothers. Yeah, do you want to sing a tune there?
Or I can sure try if you want me to.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
Of course he does.
Well, I've been listening to, watching a lot of Red Volkert, who played guitar for Merle Haggard for a few years, and he's got some stuff on YouTube where it's 1 hour shows with a little trio, and he says, here's a song by a short guy, Merle Haggard, that I got to play with for a while, and it's one off of his first or second album, and it's one called The Longer You Wait, and the way he did it, I thought, I gotta learn this song. So it's a neat older Merle Haggard song in the key of D. Two, three, four, one. The longer you wait to leave me, the longer I'll hurt when you're gone, and the longer it takes you to break my heart, the longer the pain lingers on. How long will you prolong my misery? I wish I could leave on my own. 'Cause the longer you wait to leave me, the longer I'll wait when you're gone. Both know that you never loved me. I lied to myself from the start. And we both know that someday you'll leave me. And the knowing just tears me apart. How long will you prolong my misery? Wish I could leave on my own. 'Cause the longer you wait to leave me, the longer I'll hurt when you're gone. Yes, the longer I'll hurt when you're gone.
Very nice. That's Eddie Schmidt singing an old.
That's an old one.
I don't recall ever hearing that song.
I never heard it till a week ago.
If you look it up, just look for The Longer You Wait by Merle Haggard. Okay. And I think it's so old as when he recorded it, he used to get those some of those original Bakersfield players, and I think he's got Ralph Mooney playing steel on it instead of Norm Hamlet, so it's that old, some of that older stuff, but you can tell it was Ralph playing steel on that one, so.
Hmm.
But
awesome.
Nice, yeah. And again, this is Trigger Happy Memories. We've got Tim Stevens from the Memories is our guest here. If you're just tuned in and wondering who is with us tonight, we're so happy to have Tim here with us. But Tim and Warren Petrick still go out as the Memories.
Yes.
And but tell us about, you got some special stuff coming up. You're going to have all three of you.
Yes. As you mentioned a little bit earlier about this year is our 50th anniversary, and so we hope to celebrate that. I mean, Warren and I are in the process of putting a CD with the two of us, like some other stuff, but we also wanted to do something with Johnny. So we've got, right now, two shows scheduled for sure, and a third one that's hopefully coming, and then maybe a fourth. So it'll be John and Warren and myself. So, you know, John was with us, you know, from when we started in 72 till 1988, so 16 years. And so from 1988 through then, we had a couple of other, actually three different guitar players that played with us until the year 2000. Mm. And then from the year 2000, when the most recent guitar player at that time decided he had enough of us, even though it was part-time, it was more than what he wanted. So Warren and I needed to make the decision, do we to find another guitar player, or do we go on and play ourselves? Mm. So that's what we did. So it's been 22 years, it's just been the two of us now. So, but through those years, I had a reason to go that direction, by the way. Johnny has come back a couple different times, and we've done some special shows, one in Boyceville for the sesquicentennial. We did one at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair, so we asked him if we could do a couple this year. So we got, actually, one's going to be in Barron for their Music in the Park series on August 10th, and then we're going to be right down the street right here. I'm on radio. I don't have to point, do I? I'm pointing for your benefit.
We're
Mike.
All looking. We're
yeah,
looking
I thought. Yeah, all the everybody yeah. look at Michael Park for the Amory Summer Wednesdays. We're going to be doing our reunion show there on August 17th.
Nice.
Really excited about that because we played back in our day. We played a lot of places. We played the Country Dam. Obviously, not like you played the Country Dam.
Well, yeah,
but we were up there quite a bit back in the day.
You played there quite a bit. Some other places that you played that we also played was the Valley House.
Valley House, yep. Yeah. Played the Valley House a lot.
The Piranha Bar in Monona.
Piranha Bar.
We used to play that.
Yep, sure. Yep, played Piranha Bar, Pine Point, of course, a lot. What Eddie mentioned earlier, played Louie's Inn and Dresser a bunch.
Okay.
Yeah. After Country Dam, we ended up going over Louie's Inn way, and then we played, you know, Christmas concerts here in Amory for 20 years, you know, where the Lions Club brought us in to do those. We did some 4th of July events with the Lions Club here, and just a lot of places around. So the Amory area, the expanded area between Amory and Barron. And then Barron was a big spot for us because we had a really cool opportunity early on in our career in 1979. We got to open a show for Barbara Mandrell at the Barron Farm and Feather Fest. And so that was one of, like, you know, we had done, and we opened for some other artists too, but that she was like pretty big time already by
that
then.
Time, yeah.
And so a huge crowd at the Barron High School gym, and, you know, we were just, again, I was pushing the tempo again that night, I know.
Yeah.
Hold it back a little bit. So.
Well, one thing I remember John Lynch told me that back in the day when you guys were entertaining, if all else fails, you bring out the rubber chicken and the tuba, yeah, and you can get the crowd back.
There, unfortunately, that's true. Those were the go-to. You know, you always have a plan B, right?
Yep. I'm going to try a song. Before I do this, I just want to say I had a great time in Arizona for this winter, and we met some wonderful people. I'd like to mention their name, Tom and Connie Bow. And we got to be close friends. Tom was a guitar player, so that we had lots of fun. He does fingerstyle picking. I had my acoustic guitar, and our drummer came out and spent about 4 or 5 days with us. So we did some music. And then Tom's cousin, Dewey, he's got a nice, nice big rich voice, and he could sing harmony or sing lead. And so we would sit around and do music, and we had a wonderful time meeting those people.
That's pretty cool.
And they're from Cooperstown, North Dakota, originally, ended up in Arizona, but... Tom is a retired dentist. So, and my grandkids were out with us. They're 8 and 10. So I told them that Tom, the dentist, was looking to practice some root canals on a couple of kids.
Oh, way to go, Grandpa.
Yes. Well, they are so used to me doing this to them, they didn't
faze them?
Not a bit, no, not a bit. But anyhow, I want to thank those folks for treating us so nicely in Arizona. We had so much fun there. But I'm going to try a song. Eddie, we just learned this one. I better announce the title in case they don't recognize it. we've butchered a few of them, Tim. This is a Garth Brooks song. It's called Long Neck Bottle. So,
long neck bottle, let go of my hand. Hit you, box, don't start playing that song again. There's a girl at home who loves me. You know she don't understand. Long neck bottle, let go of my hand. A barroom mirror on the wall, we stare at someone else. Don't show the world what a fool I am. Keep it to yourself. Long neck bottle, let go of my hand. And jukebox, don't start playing that song again. There's a girl at home who loves me. You know she don't understand. Long neck bottle, let go of my hand. Hey, dance floor, seems you're under my feet. Everywhere I turn, I had a waltz right out of those swinging doors. Step I just can't learn. Long neck bottle, let go of my hand. Hey, jukebox, don't start playing that song again. There's a girl at home who loves me. You know she don't understand. Long neck bottle, let go of my hand. There's a girl at home who loves me. You know she don't understand. Long neck bottle, let go of my hand.
There we go.
Well done. Well done.
Well,
yes.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate that. I was listening to these words. I never realized this. I think that's a drinking song. Did you notice
what?
It's just like that New Merle song. He must have had awful sad with that gal. He wasn't having a good time.
I was thinking the same thing. Oh, my gosh.
Woo!
Wow.
Yes. And again, we have Tim Stevens here with us. If you're just tuning in, this is Trigger Happy Memories, and we're so glad to have you up here, Tim.
Well, thank you.
And again, we've crossed paths for years with our music, and we know a lot of the same people. You know, Greg Wheeler,
yep,
and of course Johnny Lynch and Randy Sins,
mm-hmm,
and Dave Swanson,
about
one of our
Swanee, a little bit
yeah,
ago, yeah.
Close friend. Yep. He played with us last Sunday,
yep.
And
he had to bring up that thing about the Country Dam too. One time, I think it was a New Year's Eve, you and the Memories were playing in the back room at the Dam.
Yes.
And I was playing in the front room with Stony Ridge, Rick Stenner and I and Denny Armstrong and Leroy Kaler. And we had about six people, and you had about 300 back there. And we were just, boy, them guys got it going on back there. There's something wrong up out here in the front room. So,
well, there's a lot of family, you know, come out to see the boys. So,
but yeah, that was a long time ago.
Very fun.
Yeah. So, we're gonna say hello to some folks here in a couple of minutes, but we'll probably touch on this a little bit too, Tim. You've been working as a booking agent for the last 25 plus years.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'll try to make the sense of this. Played music full-time up until around 1990, and I was looking at the situation, and I was having fun. We were doing well with the Memories, but it was a thing that I didn't know that I could still be doing it full-time and pounding the pavement and out on the road a few years down the line. So I went back to college at Stout, and during that interim when I was going back to Stout is when good friend of the memories, and actually a gentleman who from Menominee who had managed us for all by the name of Gary Berg, had the entertainment bug and decided he wanted to start an agency. So he opened up GL Berg Entertainment and started his agency. And at the time, he had two acts. One was the Memories, and one was a juggler that he had from St. Cloud. And that's expanded considerably since he's now in his 33rd year with the agency. And so agency was growing. Early 90s, where I was playing part-time with music, and I was going to college part-time. I started working with him part-time. That developed into a full-time position in like about 25 years. I work out of an office in my home in Menominee. The main agency office is now in Minneapolis. It was in St. Cloud for many years, but it's in downtown Minneapolis now. Staff has grown now where we have seven full-time people.
Wow.
Agencies that are agents that are working in different markets. We do a lot of work. Other people doing this in the theater market, the cruise ship market, corporate things. A lot of my bookings are for fair and festivals, but I do some corporate things too. So it's fun because it keeps me connected with entertainment. And I go to fair conventions now, and I'll talk to people that come from a fair that where we played as the Memories maybe back in the 1980s, and I'll tell these folks don't know who I am because they're too young.
Yep.
They don't know who I am, but I'll say something about their fairgrounds, and I remember something because for some reason I can remember a lot of things. So I might say something about a food stand or the way their stage was, and they'll go, "How do you know? Well, I played back there in 1982 with the Memories." So those are fun things.
Yeah.
You know, fun things. And so I keep my hand in entertainment, and there are some things that it opens up opportunities actually for Warren and I to do some shows, because some people might come now and they say, "Do you have something that will be good for a senior day at our fair?" Mm. Well, Warren and I
can
play a pretty good job of the music that fits that crowd. So we've gotten some actually jobs because of that connection with the agency. So like I say, I continue to enjoy that. So between part-time with the Memories and then full-time working with the agency, but it's freedom. I work at my own pace and my hours. Mm. My pace is not always real fast. But I office in my home, so I can work when I need to, it's been a really great experience.
Well, good for you. You have great personality for that type of thing. You do it. And connect with lots of people, and that's what it takes. But we're going to say hello to a few folks here, and if you got some there too, I'm going to start by saying hello to my wife, and again to Tom and Connie Bo, and to Dewey in Arizona, and Nick and Diane out in Arizona are our neighbors. When we're gone, they're keeping an eye on our property, and they're wonderful people. We get together at least once a week and have some fun in the backyard. And
here, here.
Shirley Halliburton over in Woodbury, Minnesota. Gary McIntyre, Scott Nash. Rodney Sather is the one I told you about.
Okay.
He's a classmate. He's a big fan of you guys.
Wow, that's
has been for
nice.
Years. But he requested, "Can you guys get Tim Stevens on your show?" And I said, "Well, we'll work on it." So Rodney, we've got him right here. So Judith Hansen Jorgensen, we just saw her on Sunday. Dave Feierheisen was one of our guests here. Dan and Beth Wall. Al Ross from Wisconsin Public Radio, I think, is tuned in here tonight. So Jim Bjorkman from Sunburst, Montana. That's the beauty of the internet. We got listeners out.
That's awesome.
Ruth, his sister, who lives in Minnesota and Arizona, and Putz and Julie. I'll stop with that. Eddie?
Just neighbors Al and Ann and their daughter Janet that listens all the time. Tad Light and his wife's listening down there, down south. Darlene and the boys. Brian Jevning and the Cribbage Club 42. Cactus Cousins. I got to tell you about Rex Cactus too, Tim.
All right.
The Hunyuck boys and Greg Wheeler and how many of them barn boys that are listening. Say hi to the Seawells, Tim.
I'll have to throw a hello out to my lovely bride, Connie, at home. I'm not sure she's listening live or we'll listen to the recording.
Sure.
My daughter, Jackie, actually, I'll get closer to here. I won't cut it. My daughter lives in Pine City, Minnesota. And teaches in Mora. She's been up. She's in her 16th year of teaching up there.
Nice.
And then, like my brothers, if they get a chance to listen, Rick and Kelly and their wives, Diane and Marilyn, and then maybe to Johnny and Warney, who are like my brothers.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, nice. You better sing another song.
Oh.
Or a couple or three or seven.
Right.
Well, should we do Linda on My Mind?
Sure.
And real quickly, this song obviously goes back long, but you were mentioning about places we both played, and you mentioned the Piranha. I don't know if you know, and I don't mean to be sad moves, but Harvey Probst passed away.
I just heard that, yep.
Just this last week. Who folks would know or wouldn't know, I mean, he was the owner of the Piranha Bar and Supper Club for many years, and a lot of musicians played there through those years, the 70s and into the 80s. I mean, and Harv was one of a kind. He was just the greatest guy. He gave a lot of us a lot of opportunities.
Yes, he did. What a character,
And I know we did this song, Linda, on my mind, when we played at the Piranha. Okay. So in memory and an honor of Harv, we'll do this song. How's that?
Now I'm lying here with Linda on my mind. Next to me, my soon-to-be, the one I left behind. And Lord, it's killing me to see her cry. She knows I'm lying here beside her, Linda on my mind. Yes, I know that I once loved her, and there's no one above her, and I never thought I'd ever set her free. But it just wasn't in my plan, the way that Linda squeezed my hand the first time that I held her close as she danced with me. She said, I've loved you for a long time, but you're married to a friend of mine, and I've tried hard to never let it show. But my love for you is stronger, and I can't hide it any longer. And so I thought I'd better let you know. Now I'm lying here with Linda on my mind, next to me, my soon-to-be, the one I left behind. And Lord, it's killing me to see her cry. She knows I'm lying here beside her, with Linda on my mind. She knows I'm lying here beside her, Linda on my mind.
That's Tim Stevens here.
That was very nice.
That was fun. Yeah.
If I have to say so myself. Well done, gentlemen. Well done.
Well, thank you. It's we're just acoustic guitar and a steel guitar and your great big voice, and it's fun. Yeah,
I was going to tell you quick, I got that one quick story about Rex Cactus. Yeah. You guys were playing, the Memories were playing at the Dam, and Greg Lane told me that Rex Cactus, they had played at the Straight Eight one night, and they were coming back through, stopped to see you guys, and you had trouble with your PA one night or something. They brought in their small little head that was quite a bit smaller than yours, but helped you get through the night or something. That
happened more than once back in the day, I mean, where we got lucky. You know, again, none of us... Sorry, John Warren, but this is the truth. If you're listening out there, none of us had a clue about what, you know, if something went wrong, it was like we were talking earlier, Bob, about computer stuff. Yeah. Oh, crap, what do we do? And we were bailed out a couple different times by that, but I didn't remember that specific one, but I know it happened a couple times.
Yeah. Let's do another song. We're starting to run out of time. We got time for a full song.
Okay.
Okay. Yep.
What you got there? Tulsa Time?
Do you want to
try that one?
Yeah.
In the key of E.
Key of E, I'm sorry. And I Linda on my mind was also key of G again. Yeah. Just a reminder.
2, 3, 4.
Tulsa Oklahoma, driving in a Pontiac, just about to lose my mind. I was going to Arizona, maybe on to California, where the people all live so fine. My baby said it's crazy, my mama called me lazy, I was going to show them all this time. Cause you know I ain't no fooling, I don't need no more schooling, I was born to just walk the line. Living on Tulsa time, living on Tulsa time. Well, you know that I've been through it when I sent my watch back to it, living on Tulsa time. Well, there I was in Hollywood, I'm wishing I was doing good, I'm talking on the telephone line. But they don't need me in the movies and nobody sings my songs, guess I'm just a wasting time. Then I got to thinking, man, I'm really sinking, and I really had a flash this time. I had no business leaving and nobody would be grieving if I went back to Tulsa time. Living on Tulsa time, living on Tulsa time. I'm gonna set my watch back to it, cause you know that I've been through it, living on Tulsa time. Eddie, wanna play one? We're living on Tulsa time, we're living on Tulsa time. I'm gonna set my watch back to it, cause you know that I've been through it, living on Tulsa time. I'm gonna set my watch back to it, cause you know that I've been through it, living on Tulsa time.
Oh, very nice. Once again, that is Tim Stevens, yes, from the Memories. You guys got some fun coming up this summer. You mentioned you're going to do some reunions with...
A couple of reunion shows with Johnny, like the Amory, Barron, and hopefully getting one in Boyceville back to the hometown in September coming up. And then Warren and I are doing actually quite a few shows. We're doing some music in the park. So we're over in Forest Lake, Minnesota. Warren and I, we're doing the St. Croix County Fair, Pierce County Fair, Dunn County Fair, Arcadia, Ashley for the Arts Festival, so quite a few for us as
good
well,
for you.
So the two of us. So we're very fortunate. People, we think we can still sing okay, and people still come out to listen to us and seem to enjoy it, and we can still carry our equipment. So we got those things going for us.
And it's still fun.
And it's fun. That's number one.
Yeah.
Number one for sure,
That's for sure, yeah. We had a few jobs offered to us this summer that were street dances to play till 1:30 in the morning. We weren't interested in those. We said no.
How long did it take you to say no?
That very long. No, and we, very flattered that they asked us, but we're, no.
Yeah, we've been asked that, too, about doing a, four-hour dance type of situation. And look at me. Seriously, do you think that I could do this?
For 4 hours?
For 4 hours, for crying out loud.
Are you kidding? Yeah. And we probably could, but we don't want to.
We'd be done for the summer.
Yes.
It's funny how 4 hours has turned into three, and then sometimes two is even nicer as we get older. But, I mean, the same thing with all bands, that people go out, and it's hard to get people that want to set for... They don't want to sit there for 4 hours anymore. And it doesn't matter what time you start, people are going to leave the last hour. Over in Turtle Lake, when they play 11 to 3 or 11, some of the old folks are leaving that last hour.
Yes. Well, we're going to have to say goodnight. And again, Tim, thank you a million.
Thank you, Mike, Eddie, Bob. This is delightful. I really, really enjoyed my time here. Thank you so very, very much. It's a pleasure to listen to you guys and see... How professional both of you are.
Well,
and,
thank you so much.
Besides being nice guys. It's very fun. And I did see Bob singing along over. Do you ever have Bob sing?
We're going to interview him one of these.
But we've got to get him to bring that accordion in sometime.
Ooh, there we go.
And I'll bring the tuba.
I want to come.
Yep,
I want to be
here.
You
bring the tuba.
All right.
But thank you, Bob Zonk, for engineering once again. Thank you, Lou Ann, for all she does for this radio station. And
this show will probably be on the archives by noon tomorrow.
Probably,
you never know.
If you
tune into WPCAradio.org.
And don't forget, you can donate money to this station, right? You can donate lots or a little. You'll take whatever you can get.
A lot.
We'd like, we'd rather have
a lot.
Yeah, it's a great radio station. But again, thank you, folks. We'll be back next week.